I would like to greet everybody here this morning.
Ngithanda ukuba ngibingelele bonke abakhona la ekuseni.
And I pray that you'll bear with my weaknesses.
Ngiyakhuleka ngithemba ukuthi nizokwazi ukungibekezelela ebuthakeni bami.
Firstly, I speak very slowly.
Ukuqala ngumuntu onensayo uma ekhuluma.
And then secondly, most of that is said very monotone.
Kushuthi uma ngabe ngikusho konke lokho uzothola ukuthi ngikusho nje ngomoya osezingene elilodwa mhlawumbe awuphakami.
But my prayer is by God's grace that you will not hear or be distracted by any of that, but that through His Spirit He may speak to your heart what is on His heart.
Kodwa umkhuleko wami uthi konke lokho ungakuphazamisi, ungakuchezukisi, kodwa uNkulunkulu akhulume nathi ngalokho kusenhlizweni yakhe maqondana nathi ngalolu suku.
Please forgive me also for being an opportunist.
Ningixoleleke futhi ukuthi ngibe usomathu.
When this brother stood up, I remember that he gave his testimony not that many weeks ago.
Ngesikhathi umfowethu Fezile sukumeza la, ngeke ngakhumbula ukuthi uke wabudlulisa ubufakazi bakhe esikhathini esingeside esidlule.
And maybe you had something in your heart. How? Why him again?
Mhlawumbe ungaba nakho wena enhlizweni yakho uthi yini uba aphinde futhi.
We've heard that testimony already. Is it about you, or is it about what God has on His heart for whoever is out there and whoever He wants to reach, who may be an individual?
Ngabe isimo sibhekise kutheni ubheke nje wena maqondana nawe noma ingabe ubheke kutheni kuwonke uNkulunkulu ukuthi noma bani uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi akuzwe lokho akhulume naye.
Maybe there is just one person who have a problem with alcohol who needed to hear this testimony this morning for the sake of his eternity.
Mhlambe khona umuntu oyedwa nje obedinga ukuthi abuzwe lobufakazi namhlanje nxa ukuthi unenkinga yophuzo ukuze asizakale ingunaphakade.
But maybe what if would have been more blessed if you had prayed, Lord, speak to me, what did I miss the last time that you want to say to me? May I hear it today?
Mhlambe kungaba ubuse kakhulu ukuthi uthandaze uthi Nkosi khuluma nami ukuthi ikuphi lokho engingakuzwanga kahle ngokudlule ukuze kudingeke ukuthi lokhu ubufakazi buphindwe ngikhona.
It depends on your state of heart that you come here with. What are you seeking from the Lord?
Kuncike konke enhlizweni yakho ukuthi uza nenhliziyo esesimeni esinjani uma uzalana ukuthi ikuphi wena okufunayo enkosini.
But before we continue, shall we just pray once again? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can commit this time into your hands. That we are not dependent on our ability, but on your grace and your blessing. So we pray that you will please be in our midst and bless these words to your glory. Amen. I enjoyed the illustration that Dr. Van Eerden made of the camel tree seed.
Ngikuthande kakhulu lo mfanekiso uDokotela Van Eerden asenzele wona la maqondana naleyo mbewu ewesihlahleni sameva.
A seed that cannot germinate unless it has gone through a very intense and vigorous process.
Imbewu engeke ikwazi ukuthi iqhume ihlume ngaphandle kokuthi idlule esimeni esinzima la ishukwa khona.
And I would like to use that illustration from another angle.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngeke ngusebenzise futhi lo mfanekiso kodwa ngokuqhamukela kolunye uhlangothi.
The Bible says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it grows and bears much fruit. So compare yourself to that seed. Some of us may be like sugar bean seeds. You can put it between two layers of cotton wool, drip some water on, and it sprouts. But the Lord knows, and thank Him that He has patience with the many camel thorn tree seeds that we are. Even if we drop to the ground, we just lie there because of the hardness of our hearts. The Lord in His grace needs to pass us through the gut of a cow to get rid of that hardness that we may bear fruit to His glory. And that is what I wanted to speak about this morning, is the Lord and His child and His desert. The deserts that God creates, where He places His child in that school, in that university, or in that cow's stomach, if you want. But before we read a portion of scripture from 1 Corinthians 10, just as an introduction, I just want to touch on two aspects of God speaking to us that we need to remember, even as we have come here this morning, to hear what He has to say to us. In the early church, we know the story of Ananias and Sapphira, where they lost their reverence and their fear of God. And they thought that they could live a lie and lie to God. And then God judged that sin. He judged it in the church in a way that the whole church was aware of it. But did the church get an attitude of, we better than them, we didn't do what they did?
Or did thina singcono kunabo ngoba senzanga lesono bona abasenzile.
Oh, we will never do what they did.
Noma babe nokuthi hayi thina cha ngeke size sikwenze lokho okwenziwe yilabo.
But we read that a great fear seized the church and God's work grew.
Kodwa siyafunda ukuthi kwesaba okukhulu kwehle naphezulu kwebandla umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu wakhulu.
What is your state of heart this morning as you have come to hear what God wants to say to us?
Ngabe eyakho inhliziyo kisiphi isimo ekuseni nje namhlanje ukuzozwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi?
Have you come with a heart in fear and trembling?
Ngabe uzene inhliziyo egcwele ukwesaba nokuthuthumela?
Saying, Lord, if this is how you work in your church, please speak to me.
Laphuthi Nkosi, uma ngabe kuyindlela osebenza ngayo le ebandleni lakho, ngiyacela Nkosi khuluma nami.
If this is how jealous you are over your church, if this is how you purify your church, and how you deal with sin in the church, Lord, have mercy on me and speak to me.
Uthi Nkosi, uma ngabe unomhawu kangaka phezu kwebandla lakho, uma ngabe isono usahlulela ngendlela elikhuni kangaka, uNkulunkulu iba nomusa kumina, khuluma nami.
And then the second point about the Lord speaking. Throughout the Bible we find the Lord often speaking through parables.
Ingxenye yesibili maqondana nokukhuluma kukaNkulunkulu. Kaningi eBhayibhelini siyathola uJesu ukhuluma ngemfanekiso.
And he speaks in parables that are relative to the problem that he's addressing.
Akhulume ngemfanekiso eqondene nenkinga leyo azama ukuthi ayiqondise.
When there was a group of Pharisees who were self-righteous, who were self-confident, he told them the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to the temple to pray.
Ngesikhathi ekhuluma nabafarisa ababezibona bengcono begcwele ukuzethemba, wayesebenzela umfanekiso walowo mthelisi nomfarisa abahamba bethempelini bewukhuleka.
So his parables he's speaking is relative to a problem that he realizes needs to be addressed in the church.
Imfanekiso akhuluma ngayo kuyimfanekiso eqondene nezinkinga ayibonayo ukuthi zidinga ukuthi zilungiswe ziqondiswe ebandleni.
And we know that story told of the Pharisee who presented his CV to the Lord more based on other people's wrongs than on himself.
Siyawazi futhi nomfanekiso lomfarisi owazivezene enkosini ezichaza ukuthi yena unjani kodwa eziveza ngokubheka amaphutha abanye abantu.
But yet the Lord spoke through a parable, he did not speak directly.
Kodwa nokho nalapho inkosi yakhuluma ngomfanekiso ayikhulumanga yaqondisa.
And the reason for that is that the Lord wants us to be utterly dependent on his grace, that he will reveal to us what he is actually trying to tell us.
Isizathu saloko uNkulunkulu emseni wakhe zama ukuthi asivezele akhulume nathi ukuthi siqonde ukuthi ikuphi azama ukuthi akukhulume kithi.
When the disciples asked him, why do you speak to the people in parables?
Ngesikhathi abafundi bembuza bethi ngani inkosi ukuba ukhulume nabafundi ngemfanekiso na?
He said to them that the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.
Uthi kubafundi ngikhuluma nabantu ngemfanekiso ngenxa yokuthi imfihlakalo zombuso wezulu zambuliwe kinina kodwa zambuliwe kubona.
So in the Lord's school, in his desert, when he speaks to us, he reserves the right whether you will understand what he is saying or whether you will throw it away.
Uma ekhuluma ushela kweni ilungelo lokuthi uzokuthatha yini ukubambe lokho okukhulumayo ukusebenzise noma uzokulahlela eceleni.
He will not speak just straightforward to your mind, as us human beings like to think with our carnal minds.
Akazukhuluma qondise ngqo kuwena engqondweni yakho ngendlela thina abantu esilindele ukuthi umuntu uzokhuluma ngayo.
But he will speak to you in a parable, and it will depend on your state of heart whether you will hear what he is saying or whether you won't hear.
Kodwa uzokhuluma nawe ngomfanekiso bese kube senhlizweni yakho ukuthi sesimene sinjani, uzokuzwa yini akukhulumayo noma ngeke ukuzwe.
And if you don't hear and you don't understand, you cannot blame anybody.
Futhi uma ungezwe ungaqondi akekho umuntu ongamsola.
So shall we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from the first verse?
Sizofunda ke encwadini ngoba seKorinte bokuqala sahlukwe seshumi kusukela evesini lokuqala.
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea.
Ngokuba ngithandi bazalwane ukuba ningazi ukuthi okhokho bethu bonke babephansi kwefu, bonke badabula ulwandle.
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food.
Bonke babhaphathizwa kuMose efini naselwandle. Bonke badla kudla kunye komoya.
And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Bonke baphuza kuphuza kunye komoya ngokuba baphuze edwaleni lomoya labalandelayo, idwala lelo lalinguKristu.
But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
Kephiningi lakhe uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabo ngokuba bashaywa phansi ehlane.
Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
Kepha lokho kwaba isibonelo kithi size singafisi okubi njengalokho bona babekufisa.
And do not become idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Futhi ningabe ngabakhonza izithombe njengabanye kubo, njengokulotshiwe ukuthi abantu bahlala phansi ukuba badle baphuze basukume ukuba badlale.
Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
Futha singenze ubufebe njengoba abanye kubo benze ubufebe bafa ngalusuku lunye abayizinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili nantathu.
Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents.
Futha singayilingi inkosi njengabanye kubo bayilinga babhujiswa izinyoka.
Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
Futhi ningakhononi njengabanye kubo bakhonona babhujiswa ngumbulali.
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
Kepha lezo zinto zabehlela bona kube yisibonelo kulotshela ukusiyala thina osekufikile kithi ukugcina kwezikhathi.
Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
Ngakho ke osuka ethi umi akaqaphele ukuba angawi.
This is the Lord speaking to us through his word.
uNkulunkulu la okhuluma nathi ngezwi lakhe.
But remember what we said. It may sound straightforward to you, but it could be a parable to you, where you will only really hear what the Lord is saying if he reveals it to you.
Khumbule sesikushilo ukuthi ungenza ukuthi ukhulume nawe ngqo. Kodwa ngenza futhi kube umfanekiso la uyoqonda lokhu uNkulunkulu akwambulela khona ukubukuzwa.
as we mentioned, when the disciples asked the Lord, "Why do you speak in parables?" And he explained, he continued to say that these people will be ever hearing, but never understanding. They will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. You see, the Lord can be speaking to me through a parable, but because of a hard heart, because of a callous heart, I don't hear what he's saying to me. That is why you have to ask yourself, "Lord, what is the state of my heart this morning? Am I before you in fear and trembling, not seeing man, not hearing man, but it's just between you and me?" And if he has spoken through parables 2,000 years ago, throughout the Old Testament, will he not still speak in parables today? Even in the portion which we read, do you just take it that, "Oh no, I understand it's talking about so and so and so and so, and there's nothing in my life that pertains to that," and then that's the end of the story? Or can you say, "Lord, unless you reveal what you are trying to say to me personally today through this portion, unless you reveal it to me, I am lost"? Maybe one can ask oneself, has the Lord spoken to me through a parable of
light?
Or maybe more importantly, have I heard him speak to me and understood that he's speaking through a parable, but I can hear the message? Because throughout his life, it was a trademark of his teaching. A lot of his teaching came through parables. Maybe I say, "Oh, the Lord has spoken a lot to me." But it's all been straightforward. I've been able to grasp it with my human mind. It all made perfect sense. It didn't need any revelation. Then there's the question, was it really the Lord who spoke to you, if it is in his character to speak through parables? Was it not maybe just your own human mind, your own carnal mind, and your own calloused heart that was speaking to you?
Or ibikade ikhuluma nawe.
Now, in our portion, we read that these things that happened to these people happened to them as examples to us, and they were written down that we might take warning from them.
Siyafunda lasifunde khona ukuthi lezi zinto ezabehlela laba bantu kwaba izibonelo kithina futhi kuyizixwayiso ukuba thina singaweli kuzona.
And after relating other people's sins and the judgment that came upon them, it ends with this: if you think you are standing, be careful lest you fall.
Emva kuthi sekhulunywe ngazo lezi izono nokwahlulelo okwehlela kubantu abazenzayo, kuthiwa lowo othi umi akaqaphele ukuba angawi.
So even if circumstances speak to you, even if you look around you and you see things that have happened to other people, even if things are mentioned that have happened to other people, it is a warning for you.
Noma ngabe uzwa ngezinto ezehlela abanye abantu, ubona okwehlela abanye abantu, lokho kumi kunjengesixwayiso nakuwena.
It is not that you can stand like the Pharisee and say, Lord, thank you that I'm not like so and so.
Akukhona ukuthi wena uzovela ume nje njengomFarisi uthi hawu ngiyakubonga Nkosi ukuthi mina ngifani nosibanibani.
But as the early church after Ananias and Sapphira were judged, were filled with a fear and a reverence for the Lord and his speaking, we should have that same fear and trembling before the Lord. Now, from when I was still a child, still at school, sitting in Sunday services, I remember a phrase that Reverend Stegan used time and time again. From time to time, he would say, "Sihamba phezu kwamathambo amhlophe." We are walking on white bones.
Ayiphinda njalo baba lokho ekusho ukuthi sihamba phezu kwamathambo amhlophe.
And that was referring to people that have gone ahead of us on this road, but along the way they perished.
Lokho ekusho eqondise kubantu asebayahamba lendlela phambi kwethu.
It's in the same way as we read in our scripture about those people that walked in the desert and perished. We read that they ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now you can take these examples of people that were led by Moses, but they failed. They fell into sin there in the desert when the Lord was busy testing them. You can take more recent examples in your own experience of people that you know of. It's up to you how the Lord can speak to you and warn you.
Ungabuka izibonelo ezisandukwenzeka mhlambi izinto ozibone wena zenzeka bese ubheke lezo zinto kukuwena uthi ubone uthi uNkulunkulu ukuxwayisa kanjani ukhuluma kanjani nawe.
But I repeat again, it should be clear to us now, by referring to other people's failures in the past, by referring to God's judgment on other people in the past, it's not to get an attitude of being better than them, but to have fear and trembling before the Lord, to take warning from that and to learn from that.
Ngiyaphinda futhi ukugcizelele lokhu ukuthi ukubuka izinto ezehlela abanye abantu izona abangena kuzona nokwahlulela uNkulunkulu akwehlisela phezu kwabo akukhona ukuthi ukubukele bese wena uzibona ungcono kodwa kudinga ukuthi kulethe ukwesaba nokuthuthumela funa nawe wehlele okufanayo.
At a funeral, one often hears a preacher relate about the life of the deceased, but then at some point the message turns and he will say, but now this person has run their race, now it's you and me.
Kodwa buyashintshe futhi athi lo asimyeke seligijimile ibanga lakhe sekusele manje into esisele siphakathi kwami nawe.
Now what is important is what you are going to do and how you are going to live your life.
Athe sekubalekile manje ukusele ukuthi wena uzophila kanjani uzohamba kanjani kweyakho impilo.
Regardless of whether they lived a good life or a bad life, but that is in the past. What is important now is what life are you living?
Nakuba bahambe kanjani bona esikhathini esidlule, osekubalekile manje ukuthi wena uphila impiloni.
So today a challenge for myself, a challenge for you, and a question can be, have I understood the Lord's parable?
Kodwa inselele enkulu esibhekene nayo nombuzo esibhekene nayo thina ukuthi engabe siyaqonda yini siwuqondile yini lo mfanekiso kaNkuluNkulu.
Even if the parable drew a picture of a desert, have I understood the parable?
Noma ngabe lo mfanekiso ubudweba nje isithombe sehlane umbuzo uthi ngiqondile yini ukuthi ubuchazana umfanekiso.
Even if the parable drew a picture of a stormy sea where I felt myself about to perish, have I seen the Lord Jesus walking on that stormy sea?
Noma ngabe umfanekiso ubuveza impilo ngisesivunguvungweni olwandle, ngabe ngiqondile yini ukuthi ubethini uNkulunkulu ngaleso sivunguvungu?
Have I understood the parable that he was telling?
Ngabe ngiqondile yini ukuthi ubuthini umfanekiso bekhuluma ngawo?
Maybe I did not even realize that God is speaking and telling a parable.
Mhlamba ngiqondanga noqonda ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma khona umfanekiso ochazayo.
I only saw man.
Mina nje ngizibonela abantu.
I only heard man.
Mina ngizwe nje abantu.
It's a frightening thing to realize how easily one can miss God's working and speaking and just see man.
Kuyinto esabisayo nethusayo ukuthi umuntu kalula nje angagcina engasakubona ukusebenza nokukhuluma kaNkulunkulu kodwa abone abantu.
The Lord Jesus walked on this earth, he did miracles, he told parables, and many people were blessed and many people accepted him.
Kusho uJesu yahamba kulomhlaba yakhuluma ngemfanekiso abantu abaningi bamuzwa futhi bamamukela.
And then he got to his hometown and even there he preached and he did miracles.
Wayesahamba eya ezweni lakubo nalapho futhi washumayela wenza imisebenzi eyizimangaliso.
But despite his working, despite his supernatural power, his family looked at him and they said, but isn't this the carpenter's son?
Kodwa nakuba esebenze kangaka, esekhulume kangaka, abomndeni wakhe bambuka nje njengomuntu, bathi kodwa lo siyamazwa indodana yombazi.
And they were offended by him. They took offense at him. They did not understand the parable. Because their hearts were hardened. And brethren, there's nothing that hardens our hearts like sin. Now back to our portion. We read a piece of history of the Israelites in the desert. But you know, this wasn't an accident, it wasn't a mistake, it wasn't a misjudgment by Moses. The Lord saw their hearts and he realized, I cannot take this nation into Canaan with their hearts being the way they are. You know, the Lord gave them an easy solution, a quick road to Canaan. But when they got to the border of Canaan and they had to go in and take possession of the land, they failed the test totally. Moses had had his 40 years in the desert. He knew God's ways. But these people, this nation, they had just recently come out of Egypt and they had not been through God's school in the desert. And when Joshua and Caleb stood to Moses and they said, let us enter, the Lord is with us, we will conquer, the people grumbled. They grumbled against Moses. To the point that they wanted to stone them. And the Lord said, Moses, I am going to destroy these people. And Moses pleaded for them. And the Lord heard Moses' plea. And he said, turn around and go into the desert. And there in the desert we read, the Lord said he led them those 40 years through the desert for various reasons. The one being to humble them, and the other being to test them, to know what was in their hearts. To humble them. That's what the Lord does with us in the desert. To test us. To see whether we have a hard, unbelieving heart or a soft, God-fearing heart.
Ukuze asibone ukuthi sinahlobo luni lwenhliziyo, ngabe inhliziyo elikhulu noma inhliziyo enokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
And then the desert, each one of us have got a choice.
Esuma sesilapha ehlane, lo naloki thina kudinga ukuthi azikhethele.
We have a choice that we may either humble ourselves under God's mighty hand.
Singakhetha ukuthi sizoyithoba yini phansi kwesandla sikaNkulunkulu esinamandla.
We have a choice whether we will fear God and show reverence for him and for those like Moses whom he sends to lead us through that desert.
Sizokhetha ukuthi somesaba yini uNkulunkulu. Sesabe nalabo ababekile njengabaholi njenganayo uMose ebaholi basa ezweni lesithembiso.
Oh, like many of them, the condition of their heart was revealed because the Lord said, I want to know what is in their heart.
Sibe njengabaningi bakubo la isimo senhliziyo yabo savele obala njengoba uNkulunkulu ethi ngiyabavivinya ngiyabahlola ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi ikuphi okusenhlizweni zabo.
And friends, you can be the best hypocrite that ever lived, but when God takes you by the scruff of your neck and puts you into his desert, the true state of your heart will be revealed.
Hlobo ngaba umzenzi sodlula bonke kodwa lapho uNkulunkulu esekubamba donsa ngentaba ekusehlani inhliziyo yakho nokuthi ngempela ngempela ubani kuyoveza obani.
There the idolaters will be revealed.
Lapho kuyovela ukuthi obani abakhonza izithombe.
There the sexually immoral will be revealed.
Lapho kuyoveza ukudalula obala labo abenza ukufeka.
There those who tempt Christ will be revealed.
Lapha abalinga inkosi beuveza obala.
And there those who complain and grumble against the Lord and against his anointed will be revealed.
Laba bakhononayo bemelene nenkosi, bemelene nogcotshiwe wakhe, bayoveza obala.
I wonder what the Lord has revealed to you about yourself in the desert that he has maybe put you in.
Ngazi ukuthi ngabe ikuphi uNkulunkulu akwembulele khona akuvezela khona ngoqobo lwakho kulelo hlane lelo akuthatha kubeka kulona.
No, the Lord can so easily create a desert around me.
Kungaba kalulu ukuthi inkosi ingakhele ihlane elingizungezile.
It can be a long-term desert, it can be a short-term desert for a moment.
Ngaba ihlane lesikhashanyana nje noma ngaba ihlane kuzothatha isikhathi eside.
But it will reveal what is in my heart. Will I humble myself? Will I repent? Or will I rebel and grumble against the Lord?
Kodwa liyodalula lokho kusenhliziyweni yami ukuthi ngizozithoba yini ngiphenduke noma ngizomelana.
In that desert it can become extremely uncomfortable.
Kulelo hlane lelo uma usukulona ngaba indawo la ongazithola ukuthi kuyindawo engemnandi ongakhululekile kuyona.
At times the Israelites thought they were going to die of hunger and thirst.
Kwezinye izikhathi abakwa-Israyeli bebecabanga ukuthi kulenhlane bazofa bebulawa indlala nawukoma.
It can be extremely humiliating.
Kungenza kube yindawo la uzozithola ukuthi iyakwehlisa kakhulu kulethele ube phansi.
It may be that the Lord arranges circumstances around you that you lack sorely material things.
Mhlawumbe kube yisimo la inkosi ezokubeka uyithola ukuthi uswele izinto ezikwazi ukuthi zikusize ukwazi ukuphila.
The Lord often uses the people around us to create a desert school for us.
Kaningi uNkulunkulu usebenzisa abantu esiphila kanye nabo ukuba sakhele lesi sikole esihlala.
When the Lord realizes this pride in my life, self-assurance, self-righteousness, he just sends somebody along who misunderstands me and falsely accuses me.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebona ukuthi sekukhona ukuziphakamisa, sekukhona ukuyigqaja kimi, kuvele kube khona umuntu nje azomsondeza kimi ongazungiqonda indlela engenza ngayo izinto bese angisole ngokungekho.
Or you can lead other people to make decisions, set things in motion that affect me, that have repercussions on me. How do I react in that situation? Can I hear God's voice? Can I understand the parable that the Lord is busy speaking to me? Can I understand and accept when he chastises me, when he rebukes me? Remember, he may be speaking through a parable that is not so straightforward to understand unless he reveals it to me.
Khumbula ngenze ukuthi ukhuluma ngomfanekiso ongaqondile ngqo ukuthi uzosheshe ubambe ngaphandle ukuthi yena awambule kimi.
I don't know what desert experience you have experienced of late.
Angazi ukuthi wena iliphi ihlane mhlawumbe osuhlangabezane nalo kulesi sikhathi esidlule nje.
Has it left you confused, down in the dumps, disillusioned, or have you heard the shepherd's voice calling you there in the desert?
Abe lelo hlane lelo likushiye unjani? Likushiye uwele phansi, didekile, usubone nezinto ezingekho, noma khona lapho ulizwile iphimbo likamelusi ekubize ekhuluma nawe.
Have you heard him say, "It is I, follow me"? I know the road that we need to take, but I am with you. I will lead you. All you need to do is follow me. And then I would have liked to end by a reference to the Moseses and the Elijahs that the Lord uses as his instruments. But I don't know if I will have the strength to say that.
No Elia, labo uNkulunkulu abasebenzisayo ukuthi bahola ngazi noma ngoba nawe inamandla ukuqhubeka kuloko.
You know, when the Israelites sinned against the Lord and they worshipped Baal and the king Ahab, the Lord sent Elijah, his prophet, and he said, "Pray and close up the heavens that there will be no rain on the land."
Isikhathi sabakwa-Israyeli bonile isikhathi senkosi wahaba uNkulunkulu wakhuluma noElia wathi thandaza ukuba ngivale izulu ukuba imvula ingabikho emhlabeni.
If I'm not mistaken, for 3.5 years there was no rain in Israel.
Angaphazami cishe iminyaka emithathu nohalf lingani izulu kwa-Israyeli.
It was Elijah's fault.
Kwaba iphutha lika-Elia.
Humanly speaking. But he did it in obedience to God. It was all part of God's plan. God needed to take his nation, his people, into a desert in order to preserve them. Then in the desert, he was going to soften them. He was going to prune off all the faithless and the untrue branches. He was going to soften the people to a point where he could speak to them, where they would understand him and hear him, because their hearts had become
calloused.
But you know, Elijah shared in that drought, in that famine. He also had to go and sit there at the brook and be fed by ravens. He also felt the thirst and the hunger. But the Lord could not break the drought until that desert experience had reached that point on Mount Carmel where the Lord could deal with that sin. And when the Lord had dealt with the sin, Elijah could pray again, and he could pray for rain. Elijah was not lying on a couch in some palace, drinking wine and eating fine food while the nation was suffering. Moses went through his 40 years in the desert all alone. He went through that hardship. He went through that school all alone. He humbled himself and he became obedient. You know, then the Lord said, Moses, now I have taught you. Now I need you to go to that obstinate nation in Egypt and lead them out to the promised land. Moses couldn't sit in a fine house in Canaan and just send them emails and directions. Now go there, go there, I'm waiting for you. I've been there, I've done that. Don't worry, you'll also survive. I survived. Just persevere. I'm waiting for you. The Lord said, you walk with them. The same 40 years that you have walked already, you will walk with them again. Was it because Elijah had sinned that he had to experience that drought?
naye ahlupheke nxa esomiso.
Was it because Moses had sinned against the Lord that he needed to spend another 40 years in the desert?
Ngabe ngenxa sizathu sokuthi uMose wonile uNkulunkulu ukuze adinge ukuthi ayophinda futhi iminyaka amashumi amane ehlane na?
No, it was because the Lord sent him.
Ha, ngenxa sizathu sokuthi uNkulunkulu wayemthumile.
The Lord had shaped him into a shepherd that's willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
uNkulunkulu wayemakhile, wambumba ukuba bewumelusi okulungele ukuthi abeke phansi impilo yakhe ngenxa yezimvu zakhe.
And when the people grumbled, who did they grumble against?
Ngesikhathi abantu bekhonona bekhala, babekhonona kubani?
When they were thirsty, all of a sudden, whose fault was it?
Ngesikhathi sebomile abantu, balikhomba kubani iphutha na?
When they were hungry, when it was hot and tough, all of a sudden, it's all Moses' fault.
Ngesikhathi sebomile, sekunzima, izinto zaphenduka manje, konke kwaphenduka kwaba iphutha lika Moses.
But the Lord said, I have brought you into this desert because I want to reveal what's in your heart.
Kodwa inkosi yathi mina ngikulethe kuleli hlane leli ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ngambule lokho kusenhlizweni yakho.
In verse 10 we read that those who complained were destroyed by the destroyer.
Verse 10 siyafunda ukuthi laba abakhonona babhujiswa ngumbulali.
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
Kepha lezo zinto zabehlela bona kube isibonelo kulotshela ukusiyala thina osekufikile kithi ukugcina kwesikhathi.
And when they grumbled and they complained, and the Lord became angry with them, and he said, Moses, my intention is to destroy them.
Lapho bekhonona benza lezi zinto, uNkulunkulu wathukuthela wathi Moses, ufuna ukubachitha labantu.
And then it was Moses who pleaded for these people. Said, Lord, please don't.
Kwaba uyena uMose owanxusela laba bantu ethi Nkosi bathethele.
I don't know if you have understood the Lord's parable that he has been speaking in our midst.
Ngazi noma wena usuqondile umfanekiso lo uNkulunkulu obekhuluma phakathi kwethu.
And I'm also not going to expound on that because it's between you and the Lord if you will understand or not.
Futhi angizwenaba kulokho ngoba kuphakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu ukuthi uyoqonda yini lokho akushoyo.
And then you have men like Moses that groan in spirit day and night.
Sibe nabantu futhi abanjengoMose ababubulayo njalo suku nemini.
Wrestling with God and man to pull us through.
Bebambene noNkulunkulu nabantu ukuze basize basidonze.
To present us to the Lord a faithful people.
Ukuze basilethe kuNkulunkulu sabantu abathembekile.
To pull us through this desert school.
Ukuze bakwazi ukusihola basikhiphe kulesi sikole lesesihlala.
Feeling the same pressure, feeling the same pain, feeling the same discomfort.
Bezwa nabo lobo buhlungu, bezwa lobo bunzima.
And in fact, feeling it many times more over because we grumble against them.
Empeleni bona bekuzwa ngokuphindaphindi kokunathi ngoba sikhonona sibhekise kubona.
May the Lord grant each one of us grace.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nomusa kuyilona lo kuthi.
Today it's not about the one on my left, the one on my right or the one behind me. It's not about the ones that we've read about that fell in the desert. It's not about anybody else, it's about me. That the Lord may keep me faithful till the end. That the Lord may remove any hardness, any callousness of heart, that I may hear His voice every day, even if He should speak through a parable. It's not about the next one anymore. It's about you. Where are you today? Where are you going to be tomorrow? The one who stands, let him be careful lest he falls. If you stood today and somebody next to you fell, how is his fall going to keep you standing in 3 years' time from now? It will help you nothing. The only help you can get from it is if you take it as a warning and you take it to heart and you can hear the Lord speaking to you through that parable and you keep it in your heart. And you hold on to what the Lord has taught you till the very end. Thank you.
Friends, brothers and sisters, I hope you did not miss the point.
Before it was trouble.
Did you see, grasp the gravity and the seriousness of what was said? When our brother started off, he said, I hope you'll understand me even though I speak slowly and in a monotone. It reminded me of what the Lord Jesus said. He said to the people, what will make you happy? John the Baptist came and he didn't eat and he didn't drink and you said he's got a demon. I came and I ate and I drank, and they say, now you say I'm a glutton and a drunkard. The one moment they complain, the person who preaches shouts too much. The next moment, now we're speaking in a monotone. The problem is you sit with a hard, critical heart. Did you realize what he was saying? Did you catch it when he said, in the end, I don't know whether I'll be able to say what I'm going to say? Friends, this service could have been the final warning to some in our midst.
Sihlobongenze ukuthi lenkonzo bekuyisixwayiso sokugcina kwabanye phakathi kwethu.
The problem is, what are you going to do?
Kodwa indaba ile, inkinga ile uthi wena ngabe uzowenzani ngakho?
Don't say I've been in the service so I've been good.
Ungathi bengisenkonzweni nje bekukuhle.
He said at the end, he said, the goal of all that happened to Israel in the desert was that God could point and deal with the sin in their hearts.
Uthena okuyinhloso kaNkuluNkulu ngo-Israyeli emfake ehlane bekuthi akwazi ukuthi akhombe futhi asebenze konke bekungalungile enhlizweni zabo.
As you listen to the service,
lapho ulalele le nkonzo,
has God dealt with the sin in your heart?
Ngabe uNkulunkulu kwazilini ukusebenza isono esenhlizweni yakho na?
Forget about everything else.
Khohlwa konke okunye.
Forget about the presentation.
Khohlwa konke obekuchazwa.
Forget about the fact that you here at Sizabantu.
Khohlwa ukuthi wena umhlali walawo Sizabantu.
Has God been able to deal with the sin in your life as you listened?
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngabe ukwazile yini ukusebenza isono esenhlizweni yakho usalalele?
Your hard heart.
Inhliziyo yakho elikhulu.
It's a difficult thing God asks of you.
Kuyinto elikhulu uNkulunkulu akucela
yona. Because your heart is already hard, which means you already do not listen.
Ngoba inhliziyo yakho vele isilikhulu okuchaza ukuthi
you are already self-righteous.
You
already feel justified. And God says that is exactly the sin that's going to take you to hell. It's that criticism. Did you catch what he was saying? You come into the service every Sunday and you listen to it. And you don't feel the finger of God in your life. Moses sits there. He's with you in the desert. He feels the pain of the desert experience. But you walk in and out quite happy. Your life doesn't change. No, because this is Sizabantu and that is not the gospel and this is how it should be. God can't change them. Has God dealt with the sin in your life? The lustful thoughts that you had while you are sitting here. Your pride. You tagging every person here. If he walks in, he's like this and that, and I give him a tag. Oh, today so-and-so is the preacher, and I give him the tag. He preaches like that. And God can't touch the sin in your life. If God hasn't touched your sin to bring you to repentance when you walk out here or when you stay behind to counsel, then nothing has happened. You'll walk all the way through the desert. You'll come to the promised land. And God will say, you failed. I'm sending you back so that you go and die in the desert. God sent them back not to be punished, But he sent them back and he waited till all of them had died in the desert. And when they finally were able to enter the promised land, a new generation was there. Because the old generation had become too critical, too stubborn, and too difficult to speak to. And God, and I say it with fear and trembling, God wrote them off. And God said, I'll work with a new generation because you old generation are too stubborn and too full of criticism for me to work with. These are critical times. My God, give us an ear to hear. It was maybe as critical as when Israel got to the borders of the promised land and they were supposed to invade the promised land. And they went in and they saw the giants. And they said, this is a beautiful country. Wonderful. We even bring back a big cluster of grapes. But the people are giants. And God said to them, back to the desert. Be careful how you react, friends. Be careful how you react to God's word. Make sure that God is able to deal with the sin in your life that He wants to deal with. Let's pray. Lord, we listened today in fear and trembling to your word. We sense the gravity and the weight of what was said. Help us that we won't fail. That we won't see the giants. Whether this giant is the stubbornness of my own heart, my loose tongue with which I go around and speak about other people's mistakes, or with whatever sin I may have, grant us soft hearts and that we will repent. And now, Lord, go with us into the day, we pray. Amen.
Amen.